Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Today, we are going to talk about your soul's path. What is it? Where's it going? How do we get on it? All the questions. Welcome to another episode of Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I'm so excited to be here with you. And any opportunity I can get to talk about the soul, I'm here for it. So we're going to talk about messages about your soul's path. I was feeling like your higher self, your soul self, right? I really use the word higher self and soul kind of the same. And it almost wanted to explain to you what you're doing because it seems like you are bravely moving forward, that you are considering these brave moves, you're making the moves, you're walking forward. But at the same time, you're like, where is this all going? What's the point of this? And I think you might be, of course, asking that question from a human standpoint. If I keep following this path, what is my human life? What is my reality going to look like? But I think it might be helpful to take a bit of a bird's eye view today and see it from the spiritual standpoint. So what is the soul actually doing? And your soul's going to be always a little different than you because obviously like we are in a human body on purpose and we have our lineage programming and we have our societies and our cultures and all these different programs. And then there's the soul self that's really just trying to take up as much space in the body as possible. When I do readings on people that like really look like their soul self, it's just that they've made more space in their body to be able to hold the soul self. They've gotten to know the soul self a little bit more. And then those of us who are just maybe at the beginning of our awakening or we're still trying to really align our lives and align the soul into our space, we might look a little different. Like sometimes I'll explain the soul self to somebody when I'm doing a reading and they'll be like, yeah, no, I that's amazing. But like, I don't feel like I'm her at all. And I'm like, that's totally normal. We are trying to make more space. But how do we make more space? There's a lot of different ways in which we make space. But one of them is truly is to have experiences with the soul. So I'm hoping that you can have an experience with your soul today. There's other experiences you can do, a past life healing or a past life regression. I love those. If you're in the Clarity app, a lot of those guided meditations bring you to your soul. We have the future self, the aligned self. There's so many there that help you have an experience with the soul self. If you're in Made for More with me right now, you also have the soul meditation. There's a lot of things that we can do to see the soul. Sometimes even getting a really good human design reading or an astrology reading, and you hear these aspects of yourself and you're like, yeah, I think that's who I am. And I feel like the more you remember who your soul is and who you are at a soul level, the more you can be them. And also those are the things that align us. When we're talking about, I want a life of alignment or I want to live soul-led, it's like we are trying to understand why the soul came here and what it wants to do and how do we line up with that. So today we're going to talk about the soul's path. We have seven messages and let's start with message number one. In message number one, I'm really just going to explain to you as much as I can from like what I've known from doing my work for many, many years. So what is the soul's path? So the way that I see the path is almost like an itinerary, a very loose itinerary, right? Like you may know you're going to Spain and you have a few places you're going to check out, but like, you know, it's not super, super packed up. You just have an idea of like, I'm going to go to these three places or I'm going to try to, I know some of us like to pack our schedules, but the soul in this case is not packing the schedule. The soul is like, I'm going to come to Earth. And overall, these are some of the things that I want to do. And while I'm going to do those things, which is more like the purpose, then I have this path. It's a vibration. So you want to think about this path as a road, but it's a road completely created of vibration. It's a feeling. It's a vibe. It's either I'm in alignment or I'm not. I'm aligned or I'm not. So it's not really like these six things that are in your destiny that you must accomplish. It's not really like that. It's a way of being. And the reason that it's a way of being is because the earth is always expanding. And as much as the soul wants to think that it could predict what this lifetime is going to look like, there are many different ways in order for the soul to live into its path. And, you know, I get this question a lot with dating too, right? There's also even many different like partners that are available to us to still live in our path. So there's not like one right way or one wrong way. And also what was right maybe 10 years ago, because the earth was at a certain place, now the earth has shifted so much that doing it the way that I would have done it 10 years ago is not the way that I would do it now because of where the earth is. So most importantly, the soul is looking to live on a certain vibration, a vibration that is as true as possible to it. And on that vibration, everything on that path comes forward. So it's not really super concerned with the physical things. There are sometimes, like, as a human, we understand physical stuff. So that's why we manifest physical things. That's why it's my understanding is that, like, I need to find a husband. My understanding is that I need to start a business, right? Like, that's like the human translating the message that's coming from the soul. And those things are on our soul's path right now. And the way that the soul is trying to get you on your vibration is being like, okay, start the business. Because guess what? In order for that business to work in the way that you want to do it, like based off your desires, you are going to have to shift into this energy that I want you to shift onto, because that is your soul's path's energy. Makes sense? So it's not so much that, like, the business itself is the purpose or is the most important thing, but it's in order to make the business look and feel the way you want to, you are going to have to become somebody or someone, and you are going to have to hold the vibration of that. And that is what the soul really wants from us. Does that make sense? So I'm always looking at the path that we're currently on and the path that our soul's really trying to live into. It's so normal that, especially anybody who's here, my sense is we're all here because we are moving from one path to the other. We're up-leveling the path. And that gets scary for people too, because people are like, great, am I always going to be like twisting and turning and like changing my mind and all that? And the question is, yeah, as much as the earth is expanding, and if you are a soul that came here to expand, you are going to be kind of like going in and out. That's very normal, right? Like, you're going to kind of stay on this path as long as it serves you. And when you need big expansion, you're going to up level to the next path. So there will be more up levels in your life for sure. But you're currently in a place where the path that you're on is no longer, right? You're shifting into the higher path. It's like going from English honors to English AP, right? We are up leveling to that next path, and it's a vibe. So I'm hoping today's podcast episode helps you understand that vibe a little bit more. We have a bunch of almost like tips and clues as to how to get into that vibe and how to live into that path. And I'm hoping that it just answers some questions that you might have, like, oh my gosh, like, am I even on the path? And like, where is this going? So I'm excited to share the rest. Let's get into message number two. Message number two, our souls are trying to tell us that what we're about to do is a leap. And some of us, it's not that we are like on the wrong path. It's more just like, let's say the path has numbers and we're at number two. And of course, you could go from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5, like that's normal. But your soul is actually asking for a leap. It actually wants to go from 2 to 7. And this leap is because I think it's a timing thing. It's almost, if I keep dragging my body around and forget that things are energetic, this is going to take so much longer. I actually want to energetically leap into a 7 from the 2. And it's because I just want to do more this lifetime. And it's like our souls are reminding us that we are energetic, but sometimes we are living a life that is very physical. So what I mean by physical is, like, let's say, like, again, if I want to get from a 2 to 3, there's going to be like a lot of physical things that I need to do. Maybe it's like, well, let's say I'm trying to grow my business and I'm like, well, I'm going to have to sell 17 courses. And I guess I'm going to have to talk to 17 people to make sure I get 17 people in that course, as opposed to being like, okay, I'm meant to have 17 people in this courses. How do I energetically get there? How do I need to think about my course? How do I need to think about myself? How do I need to think about the people who are buying from me? How do I hold that? How do I carry that? How do I show up like that every day? Those are energetic shifts that will leap me from having 0 people in my course to having 17 people in my course. Where if I do it the more physical way, it might take me like 3 times of selling the course to get to my 17, right? Like the first time I might only get 3 people, and the second time I sell it, I might get 5. And the next time I might get 7. And those are me leaping from path number 2 to path 3, path 4. And in this case, your soul is really asking for a leap. A leap is energetic. So just keep that in mind. And one of the tips we were getting was to think about a person that has what you want. And it doesn't mean that everything about that person is amazing, but that person is energetically at your level. They have that kind of love that you want, for example. So you want to play the game of being like, okay, if Susan has that kind of love that I really want, get your journal, write down and be like, okay, how is Susan thinking about love? How is Susan thinking about her when it comes to relationships? How is Susan's partner thinking about her? Really putting yourself, if you could read the energy of the other person, if you could just put their shoes on for a little bit and realize what vibration are they carrying? And listen, sometimes it could definitely be a toxic vibration, right? Why is it that really great people make a lot of money and really awful people make a lot of money, right? It's not about this healthy vibration that everybody who has a healthy vibration makes a lot of money, because then there wouldn't be bad people in power or bad people with money. So we want to, of course, find somebody who matches the vibe that we're going for. You know, like if we're going for maybe a healthier vibration, then you're probably going to be attracted to a person like that anyways. But the idea is that you're going to try to feel into their vibration, feel into how they're thinking, how they're thinking about themselves, how they're thinking about the thing that they want, how they are feeling, what does it feel to be them, and also how are they presenting, right? So like how are they carrying themselves on a day-to-day? And that's going to give us a clue of how we make this energetic leap. So it's less about doing and more about becoming. Friends, I'm so excited to announce that my company just released a new app called Clarity. I made this as a space where you can take your spiritual practice to the next level. I am so grateful that this podcast has become part of your practice, but I'd love to invite you to go a bit deeper. I want to invite you to shift your energy completely, and you can do that with the Clarity app. The greater and lasting shifts will come from practices like listening to the guided meditations we have. We have soul path meditation, we have the trust yourself meditation, we have the spirit baby meditation, and many, many more. You'll also get to take advantage of my practical guidance. You hear me share practical tips on the pod all the time. Well, in the app, I've made videos for some of those tips, like how to teach your AI how to give you a reading. And for my business lovers, we have exclusive pod episodes uploading there regularly. Right now, we have messages about your business's big shift and the energy of successful selling. Plus, as a member, you're invited to a monthly reading with me where I answer questions live with my intuitive downloads. You get extended Monday readings and, of course, a community section where you can connect with other brave hearts just like yourself. The link to join is in the description below. I can't wait to see you in the Clarity app and see how much your life is shifting into the authentic expression you know it is meant to be. Message number three, the path that is off for us, that like is no longer for us, is like no longer a fit versus the path where we're going. If we had to put those two paths in two different categories, the first path would be the path of my fear, like the path where I am led by my fear. I'm led by my need to survive. I am led by the things I'm afraid of. I'm led by just fears. And listen, there was a time, for example, like to be able to move myself forward, I would say like, I don't want to become my mom. That was the best North Star I could have. And it got me so far. But at some point, being guided by my fears was just not as exciting anymore. It didn't make me move. So I had to go and then find a real reason as to like why I was living the way that I was living. And I had to find my truth. So it's like we're coming off of a path that, believe it or not, has been created by our fears. So look at your reality a little bit. And listen, fears can make really good things, right? Like sometimes fear can make a lot of money, right? Fear of being poor can make a lot of money. For me, I know when I first started, I was having a hard time getting my business going. And when I started to see that my husband was sick, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get myself together because I'm not gonna be able to provide for my kids. So, you know, my fear, at least like that was like the most I could use at the time. It was like what I had the awareness of at the time. And it did help me get my business off the ground. But like I said, eventually that doesn't work anymore. So it could produce good things. So it's not like what you have is bad. It's just that notice which of it has been built off of fear and how can we upgrade into my truth. So if you're like, oh man, my money currently definitely created by my fear of survival or whatever. Now, how can I create money, but from my truth? And really just playing with that. Like, what is my truth when it comes to money? Or what is my truth in general? What do I want to express? Who do I really want to be? And then knowing that your path, your true path is a path of truth. And then, of course, I know we get scared. Does a path of truth guarantee everything? Does it guarantee survival and all that? So the path of truth guarantees what is going to honestly make you happy, if that makes sense. It's not that we are happy in every moment, but the reason it's like what makes me happy is because it is going to be this feeling of like alignment, like, wow, I am living exactly where I want to live. I am with a person that I could have never guessed that this is a person I want to be with, but I am exactly with somebody that I want to be with. I'm making money exactly the way that I want to. So it is alignment. So that is the promise of alignment. And sometimes like what you think is going to make you happy is different than what really will, right? So that's why it's not a guarantee. The following our truth is not a guarantee that it's going to look exactly the way we want to. Right? When I work with dating people, people freak out, right? Because I'm like, the person's going to look a little different. They're like, oh my God, like, is he going to be short? Is he going to be fat? And we get these fears because I want like a tall, handsome guy or whatever. And I don't like that I might not get that tall, handsome guy. So yeah, like you may not, but what does it matter if you are in alignment and you love this life, you know, you love this person? So where I'm currently living is, I don't think I could have ever dreamt up. I don't know if you would have brought me here. It's the country. There's people around that have like really messy homes. And there's just a lot that like, I don't think in my right mind, I could have been like, oh, I want to manifest this. But I was looking for a vibe. And this place where I live gives me that vibe of alignment. And I'm sure one day there'll be something even more in alignment and there'll be another place and I'll expand beyond this. But I can be unattached to like how it looks because at the end of the day, I've been rewarded through my vibration so much that I've learned that like, it doesn't really matter because like in a way, God or my soul knows better than I do. So that is what you're guaranteed when you follow your path of truth. If you're looking for a guarantee, you're like, well, sell me on this, Nikki. How do I trust that living that way is going to be better? It's definitely more expansive. It's bigger and there's more available to us when we live on our soul's true path. And also, I mean, if you believe in this, the idea is that the soul comes here with an itinerary, an agenda, and if we don't live into it, we got to repeat this lifetime, you know? So it's kind of like, I don't really want to repeat this lifetime. I just want to do it the way that my soul intended me to do it. Oh, and for that one, a good exercise is the guided meditation in clarity. We have the future self one. So because we were talking about picking up the energetics of somebody who like has that energetics that we're trying to get into, your future self has. So like you don't even need to get somebody else's. Like you can just look at your own future self's energy. And when you see your own future self's energy, and you're like, oh, she's pretty chill or she's confident or whatever. Like that's the vibe. That's the vibe that we are trying to shift into. That's the vibe we are trying to bring in now to the present so that our future is not always in the future. That's the problem. Like a lot of times we keep our future in the future because we always like one day. And that's us living very physical as opposed to being like, oh, if it's a vibe, if it's an energy, I can bring that future vibration here right now. And if I hold that vibration today, ultimately my reality will catch up. But we don't like that, you know, example because we want the reality. We want the physical manifestation of the vibration. But the physical manifestation is always, there's always a delay in the physical. Like everything that is manifest, like what we are living today physically is a manifestation of us a few months ago, a few years ago. It's from the past. Like we are actually like living in our own past, funny enough. But everything starts with a vibration. So if you can pick up the vibration of your future self and bring it to the present sooner or later, you will have the physical reality of that present. Message number four, probably the biggest reason we do not like to move into our true path or move from like the path of, you know, that path that's like really guided by our fears and our worries and moving into this path of our truth, we're scared because there will be relationships that are tested. Almost every relationship will be tested as you shift into that higher path, which is really scary because some of the relationships we're just so close to and we're afraid of, you know, changing them. But I would say that from doing this work for so long and in my own life, your relationships can be transformed. I've said it a million times. I will say it again. I am married to a different man than I married when I first married him, but he is still the same guy. He's still Benny. But at some point when I started to shift and go into my higher path, I bravely just said like, well, he's either going to come with me or he's not, you know? And one of the things that I did, I believe I've shared this with you guys before, and this was kind of ballsy, but I was so annoyed by my reality. You know, I was like, dude, how in the world, how did I manifest this guy that's acting like this and being like this and treating me this way? This is horrible. If he's just like a character in my play, I want to redo him. You know, I want him to be different. And I actually would sit, and even though I was married with kids, I would be like, okay, what would I really want my husband to be, act, look like? And knowing that I'm not going to physically change him, I can't be like, you need to go to therapy. He wasn't into any of that stuff. On the contrary, anytime I would ask him to change or read a book, he was like, please, like, you know, and I know anybody who's tried to change their partner, it's no fun. So I decided to do it energetically. And I just really was like, okay, I'm picturing this person. And I let the person have no real features. I couldn't tell if it was Benny or if it was somebody else. But I was like, this is the kind of husband that I really, really want. And lo and behold, he became that with time. And I had to, of course, be the wife that had a husband like that. So a lot of it was changing my own behaviors, changing the way that I was showing up, changing the expectations I had, the things that I would allow, the things that I would enable, all that kind of stuff, as I changed myself to be the person that would have that kind of husband. Then it was pretty easy for him to shift. He was like, cool, like there's just new patterns here. Like we're just not in the same patterns we used to be. She changed them. So I could either be obsessed with my patterns and just keep my patterns and see if I can find somebody else who wants to be in the same pattern as me, or I can shift as she is. And he wanted to. He didn't want to be in the patterns we were in anyways, which is nice. And that's how we shift and that relationship transformed. Not all relationships are going to want to do that. Not all of our soulmates, the people that are with us, are meant to be with us forever. And that's one of the hardest things, you know, as souls. And when we meet soulmates, we're like, oh, I love this person. I want to be with this person for the rest of my life. But if they're not willing to shift into your higher path as a soul, you're really, what you're choosing, like a human and their obsession with staying the same and staying in the same patterns versus choosing like your higher expansion. So we always give the people around us the opportunity to expand with us. And obviously we do our part. There's so much change on our part that has to happen because we are the first to break the patterns and introduce them into a new way of working with us. And we give them the chance to come with us. And either they're going to come with us or they're not. And I know that that's hard. But if the soul could really choose, it would always choose its own expansion over like a human. Because if that human is unwilling to change their patterns or expand, then that really affects like what we get done this lifetime. You know? Message number 5. We talked about this a little bit, but in this path, because this leap and this path that you're moving into, again, is an energetic shift, is an energetic leap, you are really being asked to let go of how you thought it was going to look. And I feel like this is a greater message about how to manifest. Almost like the way we have been taught to manifest is kind of kindergarten, and we're being asked to manifest at a higher level. So obviously we know that we can manifest a red car. I can manifest a notebook, right? I can manifest even a house, right? And those are very physical things. And sometimes we manifest those things and we don't even like them, or they're not in our highest path. And we kind of create all sorts of confusion because we got the thing, but then it's not really alignment. It was just like our human self, like, just kind of being like, well, I guess I have a feeling like this vibration looks like this. So in my work, I can't tell you how many nurses I attract, right? Like I attract all sorts of nurses in my programs. It's really interesting. And because I attract a lot of healers, I attract people who are here to bring the world to its next level, right? And it's always funny to me. I'm like, oh gosh, like, isn't that funny? You were, you know, what, 21, 20 when you started to pick your degree, and you had this feeling in you, you were like, I just want to help people. And you thought that it physically looked like nursing, or you thought that it physically looked like a nonprofit, or you thought that it physically looked like a social worker, right? Like so many of us made that choice. And then obviously as time goes on and you expand more, you're like, man, this manifestation is very limiting, right? Nursing feels very limiting. Being in this nonprofit feels very limiting. And that's why it is not safe to manifest from the physical. Sometimes it is helpful because we like need a point of reference. But as we move and advance in our understanding, and if you're here, you're more of an advanced soul, then it's important for us to see that it's vibrational. And we have to be brave enough to really feel the vibration. And the thing is, the earth is changing so much, you guys, right now, so fast that you are going to limit yourself by trying to manifest the physical. So for example, let's say before podcasting was a thing, and I was like, I'm obsessed with getting on a radio show. I want to have a radio show. I'm going to be on the radio. And I pushed myself into being the radio. And then finally I get my radio position. Amazing. I'm stuck there with a 5-year contract. And damn, podcasting is like just coming out and taking off. I would have been so much better at podcasting. There would be no ceiling. I could be on my own. It would have been so much better. But I was obsessed with like how it physically looked and having no idea that the earth, our collective, was about to birth a whole new way of changing, of sharing media, right? So that's why it's like we want to shift into the energetics and we want to let go of how we thought it was supposed to look. And when I was in that message, honestly, they were like begging. They were like, please let go of how you think it's going to look. First of all, it's going to go faster. And second of all, I just saw you getting something so much better. In this case, and maybe this wasn't the truth 10 years ago, you know, maybe this wasn't the truth when the movie The Secret came out or whatever. But right now, the truth is the divine knows better than we do right now because there's so much coming that we're better off at this point trusting the vibration and the divine than trying to do it ourselves. So this is really about trusting, bringing in the divine as support, bringing in a co-manifestor, co-creating with the universe, not leaving God out, not leaving your soul out, bringing it to the table as you are shifting and moving into that next vibration. Message number 6, your soul is saying that one of the tools that was being used on the path thus far, like before this, the shift that we're making, was this path of earning and this is my worth and I have to prove myself. It felt very solar plexus, which is in the stomach. And funny enough, the earth is in 3-dimensional. We're moving into 4D, into the heart. And that is also what we're being asked as a collective, to move with the heart instead of, I can do this. I can get this done. I can push my way into this. This is definitely more of a heart-led path, but it does seem that there is this, I almost want to call it like a PTSD, because it's the body remembers, or the body is forced to push. Oh my gosh. So TMI, guys, but I got a colonic the other day. Life-changing. I can't believe I've waited this long to do one. Again, I used to do them in Miami, and I finally found somebody here that does them. I did that and a coffee enema, and it was amazing. Not during the process, but afterwards, it felt amazing. But anyways, it was so funny. She's doing it. And you know, this woman is so nice and trying to support me and just really giving to me. And this whole idea is that like she was just like, your body's just going to do what it needs to do. Like it knows what to do. But it was so funny how I was fighting her, wanting to do it myself. Basically, once everything was moving in my body, I wanted to get off of her table and go to the toilet and be by myself and push what I needed to push out myself instead of letting my body and letting her support me in doing it. And it's just, what was interesting is she kept using the word flow when she was talking about the colonic. She's like, yeah, we're just trying to find the natural flow of your body. And my first session, I was like, wow, my flow, my body is still like in push mode, wanted to push, like it wanted to do it. It's a constant push. And listen, obviously pushing is good when it's time. So when you're about to give birth, like it's important to be able to push. But sometimes it's like trusting, right? Like the natural flow of where your body is taking you. We almost like don't know how to do that anymore. And in that moment, like I was not supposed to push. I was just supposed to let what was happening. And I couldn't do it. I wanted to push. She actually let me get off the table and go to the toilet and do what I wanted to do because my body's like just still in that place. And it looks like there's something about that with us that like what's gotten us here on this path has been kind of an earning and a pushing. And to our defense, that is how the world worked. We were rewarded for that. We were rewarded for the hustle and the push and the make it happen and the kind of girl boss, be a boss type of thing, this badass woman. And that's what we were rewarded for forever, especially, you know, me, I'm 42. So like it's been, you know, 42 years of that is how the earth was rewarding us. But because the earth is shifting from a 3D to a 4D, what we're doing right now isn't being rewarded. And that's what's actually scary for a lot of us who are like so used to pushing and getting things done. And like now it's not happening. Or some of the things that we want, like relationships or money or home, we really have to depend so much on, I think the best way we can say it is like luck, you know? And it's like, that's so scary to believe that like, well, we're just gotta wait for it to happen. And we like don't know what to do because we can't use the tool of push anymore because it's like literally not working anymore. So the soul was like, listen, it's not that you don't do anything. It's just that that tool push is not going to work here, but there is a tool that you can use. And that tool is the heart. And of course, we're so afraid of using the heart because it doesn't speak as much as like the mind does or the I can do it. Or it's also not something that we can follow somebody else's path, that somebody else is like, oh, you, this is how you do it from step one to 10. Like this is what you do and this is how you're going to get there. The heart doesn't work that way. And the heart also, it's like a monk, you know, it's like sometimes it wants to talk and sometimes it doesn't want to talk. Sometimes it has something to say and sometimes it doesn't have something to say. So it's not as consistent as calling on our mind to give us answers, and that can be frustrating for us. And also just feeling into the heart is so new and different. So the way that I was understanding like what it feels like to move through this path with our heart is about being in our body, but also like think about the most honest conversations you can have when you have a friend and you just put down your sword and they put down their sword and you're just like connecting from a heart level. You are sending a beautiful comment to a friend who you saw is on vacation and you're just sending her a ton of love, and you made a piece of sourdough bread for your friend because you love them and you just made them bread. Those things that you do that are just like out of love, that they're not because you want somebody to like you or you're performing or because you're scared that they're not going to like you. This is just truly like, I love you, no strings attached, right? One of the things I've been very successful in is creating relationships with people who are connectors. And like my business has grown because I have good friends in high places, right? But those relationships were like truly formed on love. It was like, I love you so much, don't need anything back, but love you. We've crossed paths. I'm here to connect with you and support you. And I love that you support me too. And whatever happens of it, right? So it's kind of like this giving of your love and not expecting it to come right back from that person, right? So like, let's say I'm going to give love for my grandfather who is in his 90s, he cannot give back to me at all, but I'm going to give. And that love gives back to me from other places because I am giving love in a way that feels very authentic and natural to me. And I'm probably not going to get love from this person, but I will be supported and receive love in other ways because this is like a very natural use of my heart chakra. So where the old way of being was like, I'm going to give to you and you have to give back to me. And of course, we like that because it's easy to predict. It's like, I'm going to do this one thing for you. It's very transactional. But now those transactions are not working, and they're not working because they just don't feel good for us anymore. We don't like anything to be transactional, but it feels risky to give of our love and to care and love for something. And I would say that it is risky if we do not know how to receive. And we might be better at giving our love, but not knowing how to give love to ourselves. And this vibe in general is not so much about giving as much as it is loving myself. It's just as much about like giving love to others as it is about like loving myself. Like, what is the most loving thing I can do for myself today? When I'm thinking about this task, or when I'm thinking about this thing in my business, or when I'm thinking about going on a date, what is the most loving thing I can do for myself to make that date work? What is the most loving thing I can do for myself to make this thing in my business work? That is the heart center. So I think like we understand the heart center about giving, which cool, most of us can do. Then a lot of us have issues with receiving, but also how is that love going into ourselves like over and over again? And are we making choices from a place that is really about asking ourselves, what is the most loving way for me to move forward? And finally, message number 7. It's a little bit of a play of the last one, but this is just a reminder that in this path, we will not be doing, we will being. We will be being. So the state of being. And being doesn't mean that I am not doing anything, right? It means that I am being true to who I am, I'm accepting who I am, I'm loving all parts of who I am. And from that love and from that expression of just being, there will be action from here. There will just be the right action. It'll be at the moments that it feel right for me, but it is a state of being rather than a state of doing. So the being is funny. The being is always there. It makes me feel like we think we have to become the being. The being is always there. What makes us lose being is actually the doing. So kind of the process is to stop doing and to see what is underneath being. So if I'm like, wow, every time, you know, I'm trying to get clarity on this thing, and like every time I think about this thing, I try to make these like big lists and I can't get myself to do the list and there's all this pressure about the list. It's almost like, okay, we are going to put that aside and we're just going to focus on being. So being would be like, what is my natural vibration? It's just joy, it's presence, it's love. I'm going to be until it comes. And if I have to be for a week and like the download of or the clarity of that thing hasn't come yet, well, I guess I just need to be more. There's oftentimes like I'll go and I'll hike and I'll sit in meditation and nothing is coming through. And I just say, okay, God, I'm just going to sit here until something does come through. So I'm just going to sit here and be. And it's like such a great practice. And I kind of like, you know, I poker face the universe a little bit. I'm like, I'll be here for 3 days straight. I'm just going to sit. I'm just going to be. I know it's going to come. But in the meantime, I'm just going to be. And it never takes like 3 days. But it could take some time as well. And it's obviously nothing huge. But I'm not going to force this message or this intuition or these things to come through. I'm just going to sit in my being. And when I sit in my being and I actually get there, ultimately it comes through. And then I can take what came through and it feels natural to continue to move forward from there because I am staying in my being. I think it would be hard to understand being if we are in a state of a lot of criticism and a lot of judgment and a lot of blaming ourselves. So being definitely does not exist in that place. We'd kind of had to push the criticism, blaming ourselves, thinking that we need to fix ourselves. We'll kind of have to push that aside to be able to be an in being. I don't know if you guys are not understanding being, it's because we're in too much judgment and criticism. And we're also too afraid of what life would look like without this tool that has served us for a long time, which is doing. But don't you ever do a lot and then get nowhere? You're like spinning your wheels. So this is being, and beings are very much in motion. We are moving. There's a movement. We're in motion because when we're present and we're just like in that present moment, like things come up and make us move. So we don't have to be afraid that we're not gonna do anything, that we're like gonna stay in bed all day. And you know, sometimes the being, that might be what it wants to be. But it's almost like the word being and your being is very much the soul. It doesn't have a ton of words. It is definitely a state. So learning to connect to that state, learning to connect to that being, that is also part of being on the soul's path. And yeah, you know what's cool about the being? The being is always like, this is enough. I've done enough. I am whole. This is good. I'm content. I have done enough. I am enough. So the being is like, I want to see the being as like a cool surfer that's just like, chill. Yeah, it's all good. I did enough today. I don't need to prove that I'm productive. I don't need to prove myself. I'm just being. I dated this guy who was totally like that surfer in California when I used to live there. And then I remember once my anxious self, we were sitting at breakfast and I was looking at him. I was like, what are we doing? Like, you know, I just really wanted to like define the relationship and define what was happening. And I was in no business to be defining that relationship. I had just come out of a really long relationship, but I couldn't chill. I had zero chill at the time. And he looked at me and he was like eating a French fry. And he was like, we're just being. And I was like, what? And this guy, he introduced me to yoga. He was my spiritual expansion. We're still friends today. And we were never meant to be in the serious relationship, but I needed all the do's. I needed all the doing. And I remember when he told me that, it like changed my life. I was like, damn, you just sounded like so dumb, like being so anxious and being so crazy. And it's true. We were just being. That's like exactly what was happening at that time. That was what needed to happen. That was the truth. And I've kept that with myself. Every time I see myself get a little anxious or get a little obsessed with the titles or names or labels, I was just, we're just being. We're just being. Be the being. All right, my friends. Thank you so much for being here. Those were our 7 messages about your soul's path. I can't wait to hear, you know, what's going on with your path. If you'd like to chat about this episode, please visit me in Clarity. I see everybody's comments. I get to comment back to people. And I love this kind of like you listening to the podcast, but also being able to chat with me. Again, this episode goes really well with the Future Self meditation that is in Clarity app. So join us. And if you would like the business podcast of this week, it's also in Clarity. Sending you guys a ton of love, and I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.